Washington is far from the only city where security forces are on high alert. NPR's John Nielsen reports on changes being made elsewhere outside the Capitol Beltway.
Central, be advised, we have numerous people storming out of the subway here at 42 and Lex from all entrances. There's supposed to be a 33. We're trying to investigate it.
In the hours after Tuesday's attacks on the World Trade Towers and the Pentagon, alarms were sounded in New York's Grand Central Terminal and in almost every other city in the country. Town halls, amusement parks, factories, and other skyscrapers were suddenly emptied and locked up. Bomb threats and suspicious packages seemed to be everywhere. It turned out that almost all of these alarms were false, but at times like these, Palo Alto, California police officer Lori Fratzer says you have to act first.
In any bomb threat, of course, the Palo Alto Police Department responds, and you can't assume that it's a false report. Quite frankly, with what's happening in our country right now, the decision was made to evacuate some of the patients from the hospital and the emergency room.
Thanks, everybody, for your patience.
The Stanford University Hospital is now back in business, like almost every other institution in the United States. But in some places, like San Diego Bay, access has become a tricky thing. To protect naval vessels anchored in the bay, the Coast Guard has been boarding every ship that comes in off the ocean. Coast Guard Lieutenant Pete Melnick.
We're actually boarding about 60 a day, all the boats have been very cooperative. All the crews are very cooperative, and so far every boat has been let in.
Checkpoints and long delays may be common for a long time at the entrances to federal facilities and business buildings, along with concrete barriers and armed guards. Security expert Radford Jones of Michigan State University says the process is called target hardening.
Target hardening really means what we can do to harden our environment, and really what you're doing is driving the criminal or the person who wants to commit an act against you to, next door, perhaps to a softer target.
Jones says the demand for private security services has increased exponentially since Tuesday, and this means more than extra guards. According to Gene Sandberg of the Castle Security Company, it means more hidden cameras, especially in public venues. When it comes to security measures, he thinks sports and entertainment complexes will soon be much more like casinos, where banks of hidden cameras hang from every ceiling.
They do two things. They record. Everything that happens is recorded, so they can go back and look at it. And number two, they're looking for patterns. They're looking for people who lean a certain way every time a card is dealt.
Security experts like Sandberg are quick to caution that these new measures will probably be useless without other major changes. He wants to make it easier for law enforcement agencies to track and detain suspects, for instance, before they get near targets. But other experts, like criminologist Gary Perlstein of Portland State University, say there could be problems with that idea.
The question is, the real question I have is not so much is that going to happen, is Congress going to allow it to happen? Will the Congress of the United States give the CIA more jurisdiction in the United States? Will the rules on the FBI be less stringent and they'll be able to wiretap more people?
One other note. At the country's most secure prison, the so-called Supermax Penitentiary in Colorado, precautions described only as an upgrading of security at the front gate have now been put in place for an indefinite period of time. Supermax is the federal prison that houses 350 of the nation's worst criminals, including Ramzi Yousef, mastermind of the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.